With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Dr. Anthony Fauci is facing sharp questioning from Republican lawmakers about the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. House Coronavirus Pandemic Subcommittee Chairman Ohio Representative Brad Winstrup says some policy decisions made by Fauci's office were not based on scientific evidence.
The burdensome six-foot social distancing rule did not have sufficient scientific report. In your words, it just sort of appeared. Distancing made sense, but the 6 feet was arbitrary.
Democrats opened the hearing, saying the investigation so far has found no evidence that Fauci did anything wrong. Also at SRNnews.com, in an interview, House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Biden's announcement coming Tuesday on tightening the southern border is being done only for political purposes, since the president has previously encouraged immigration.
They did it intentionally, and it has had catastrophic effects upon our country that we'll be living with for decades to come. And now he wants to issue some sort of executive order, I guess, to show that, oh, no, he really does care about the issue. The only reason he's doing that is because the polls say that it's the biggest issue in America.
The House Speaker on Fox News Sunday. Jury selection has begun in presidential son Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial.
First Lady Jill Biden sat in the front row of the courtroom in Wilmington, Delaware, as the trial got underway. Prosecutors say the younger Biden bought the gun illegally in October 2018 because he falsely swore on a federal form that he wasn't a drug user. In a statement, Joe Biden said, "I am the president, but I am also a dad. Jill and I love our son."
What else, correspondent Greg Cluxton? Wall Street has moved lower. The Dow is now down 400 points, the NASDAQ losing 31. This is SRN News. A bus tour to save women's sports.
It's called the Take Back Title IX 2024 National Bus Tour, and it's being organized by the group Our Bodies, Our Sports, which is trying to keep men out of women's athletics. Amongst the participants will be legendary tennis champion Martina Navratilova, former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, and swimmer Riley Gaines. They will speak in more than a dozen cities, warning that transgenderism threatens women's sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A French soccer player being disciplined for refusing to display a gay pride emblem on his jersey during a game. Monaco midfielder Mohamed Camara has been given a four-game suspension by the French league after covering up the emblem on his shirt during the final league game of the season. Kamara is a Muslim and says he refused the gay pride badge for religious reasons. Other European soccer players have suffered a similar fate. This is SRN News. An aviation trade group and industry heads warn flying is getting costlier.
The cost of your next flight is likely to go up. That's the word from the International Air Transport Association, which is holding its annual meeting in Dubai, home to the long-haul carrier Emirates. While carriers recover from the groundings worldwide from the coronavirus pandemic, industry leaders are telling journalists there's several global costs likely to push those ticket prices even higher. Part of that comes from worldwide inflation. Then there's jet fuel costs, roughly a third of all airline expenses. That remains high. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The typical compensation package for chief executives who run companies in the S&P 500 jumped nearly 13% last year, easily surpassing the gains for workers. The median pay package for CEOs rose to $16.3 million. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.